down with more war. On the move, dear brothers, sisters, friends, it's a joy to see folks like you speaking out against this madcap war. That means you fought against the climate of fear meant to keep you silent. But silence will not protect you. This state, built on wiretaps, mail covers, secret prisons, and torture, is at war, not just in Iraq, but here in the U.S. Why do I say this? Because it's a war against the Constitution. It's a war against free speech. It's a war against reason itself, for it's a war built on lies. Because Iraq has proven the strategic idiocy of the U.S. government, policymakers like Bush, Cheney, and Rice toned down rap about terrorism, and now comes saber-rattling about extremists and radicals, as if the U.S. government ain't the most extreme global actor, attacking states because they don't like the leaders, cracking countries like peanut brittle, causing carnage that sends millions into exile, and causing over 500,000 casualties. The U.S., through neocon dreams that have soured into nightmares, has caused immense chaos in the Middle East, ushering in regional instability, suckered Israel into a ruinous invasion into Lebanon, while giving mere blather about peace and democracy in the face of devastation. Answer honestly, are you safer now? Is Iraq safe? Is Israel safe? Is Palestine safer? Is the world safer? Is America safer? Neocon dreams, now nightmares. What's a troop surge but another nightmare? It's time to shut the door on these imperial adventures. Your actions bring that day closer. Thank you. On the move, long live John Africa. Down with the war. From death row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.